Meet the People of MCB with Chip Haley and Denny Huff. Brought to you by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Now, let's meet the people. Welcome back to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Denny Huff.
And I'm Chip Haley. And I too want to thank you for listening to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. And today we have another all exclusive interview with someone that I think that you're really going to enjoy listening from.
I think a lot of people have heard her name being mentioned around MCB for the last many, many years, and not to give out her age or anything. She told us that's one thing she didn't want to talk about with
that's
her
right.
age.
That's right, yeah.
I'm looking forward to learning more about Susan Sanderson. Hey, Susan, how you doing?
I'm doing really good today.
That's good.
Thanks for asking, and thanks thinking I'm interesting and wanting to interview me.
I think everybody's interesting. What somebody said, everybody has a book inside of them. So I think everybody has an interview inside of them. So we'll start by asking about your vision. You're sighted, right?
Yes, I'm fully sighted.
And you're a member of the Blind of Central Missouri.
That's correct.
And how long have you been a member?
For 30 years I've been a member.
Wow, 30 years. And what kind of things does Blind of Central do? I know you really help them a lot, but kind of just tell us a little bit about Blind of Central Missouri.
Well, first we're a partner with United Way. So they've give us funding each year, and there's a long process of paperwork that I have to fill out. And as treasurer, I'm the one that usually does that with the help of a few members. And Linda Gerken usually helps me, and Marilyn Harding and Linda Intelman has. So it's a teamwork effort. But then we, with our funding, we always pay for at least half of the members to go to camp, because we think that's very important for members to have the fellowship that we to go to Cobblestone and enjoy a week or a week long weekend with fellow members from MCB from across the state. Then we also have a summer picnic where we can gather again. And it was really special this year because with the COVID, we weren't able to meet face-to-face. And that was one of our first experiences of meeting face-to-face again. And then we have a Christmas party usually each year. And then we pay for our help pay for our members to go to convention. So those are things that the United Way helps us pay for. And they also know that it's very important to have transportation. So we always, Wills is our source of transportation in this area. That's West Central Independent Living Center. And so they help us with our transportation, and that's about all we do that I can think of.
About how many members do you have in Blind of Central?
We have around 48 members.
Oh, wow. That's one of our larger affiliates. There is, so yeah, that's good.
We lost two of them that last year. We're all aging out, They were 90 plus, each one of them. One was 96 and the other one 93. So that's our age average is getting up there. So we're trying to get in younger members, of course, all the time. So.
Right. Chip, join in.
All righty. Thank you, Mr. Huff. Susan, I know that you've been so involved with MCB, the Missouri Council of the Blind. You've done a lot of volunteer stuff. Right now, you are the current credentials chair for the Missouri Council of the Blind. But let's back up to those 30 years ago when you said you first joined MCB. What was it about the blind community, MCB, that drew you to want to be a member?
Well, there was a young man that had moved back here from Colorado. And I knew them from church and that. And so they introduced me to him, and he had lost his eyesight, and it was because of lupus. One of the things he said to me when we met was, he says, the lupus has attacked my optic nerve. He said, you probably don't know what lupus is. I said, yes, I do, because I have it. So that's what I started driving him around, and we became very, very good friends. And that's how I first got started with the Blind to Central Missouri.
Well, you mentioned you have 48 members as a part of Blind of Central Missouri, and you mentioned some of the things that you guys do. And as Denny said, you guys are probably one of the most highly successful affiliates in the organization. And is there anything that maybe you can look at that you would attribute the success of Blind of Central Missouri? I mean, why is it? Because you're not as heavily populated as, say, Kansas City, Columbia, Springfield, St. Louis. I mean, you guys are a small community around that area. Of course, you got Jeff City that's not too far away. But, I mean, so what is it, do you feel, that has been a real strong point for Blind of Central Missouri?
Well, one thing, we reach out to our members. We try not to let them go contacted. And one of our members, Trudy A. Vance, she calls all the members before a meeting to remind them that a meeting is coming up. And she even gives me a call as treasurer to remind me of where I always have to be there. So, but I think that helps. We reach out and we care about one another. And we have some that have been longtime members over in Sweet Spring, Marshall, and us in Sweet Springs, and one down in Edwards. So we do have a large area that we feed from, the small communities around us.
Do you guys provide any transportation for your members to and from your meetings?
Yes. The ones from Warrensburg and some of them close to Sweet Spring, and the ones in Sedalia, we have Wills that goes and picks them up. It's a service that they provide for, and we always make a donation. They don't bill us out for it right now, but we do have that transportation member.
Well, Susan, Chip mentioned that your credential chair. Tell me and the listeners, what does a credentials chair person do?
Well, it's kind of been rough the last couple of years with conference call convention, virtual one. But we're face-to-face, I make sure that one of the registration person is a member listed on the 1st of September, that they have a voting badge. And so they're allowed to vote. And I have a committee that during the election time, make sure that only the ones with the voting badge and able to see are allowed to vote. So that's about my, you know, duties. And I enjoy seeing all the members there at the convention, because I usually sit at the registration desk for most of the time. So.
Will you also give the credentials report every year at the convention? You know, telling people how many members are there and different affiliates and things like that. So it's a job. It really is. And appreciate you doing that so much. You've done it now for several years, and you do a good job at it, Susan. Let's talk a little bit about Susan. You have children, grandchildren. Tell us about your family.
Okay. I have two children. My daughter lives in Kentucky, Providence. I live in Bowling Green, but it's a small community down in Kentucky. And she has one child, and he's the apple of my eye, and going to be 7 years old in January.
Goodness.
And I always try to go down to visit him at least every 6 months. I go down in January when his birthday, and then I go during the summer. And I stay about 3 weeks when I go down there. So we do a lot of fun things. I took him to the fire station and the police station this past summer, and we went to the library because he hadn't been there. I couldn't get him a library card, but I've got information so his mom can do that. And then I have a son, and he lives with me, so here in Sedalia.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, I want to go back, Susan. As Denny mentioned, that you are the current credentials chair, and you mentioned that you are the treasurer of Blind of Central Missouri. I know that you've also assisted with the voting process when we've met face-to-face, helping people to vote, cast their votes, using the equipment that we use to do the voting. What other kind of positions have you held, either with Blind of Central Missouri or the Missouri Council of the Blind?
Well, with the Blind of Central Missouri, that's the only one I have had with the treasurer. And I've been the treasurer probably about 12 years. So, and with the Missouri Council, I used to be convention coordinator. And I would go around to the hotels and visit them and scope out locations. Facilities for the convention, eating establishments close to the hotel, and just all around and good transportation to get to the hotels that we go to. And that was a fun job because it was kind of being like a party plan. And getting all the meals ready and make speakers there. And I've been a runner for convention ever since I've been going. So it seems like I'm always trying to be there and answer questions. And that's all the official capacity jobs that I've had.
You say you have lupus. Were you ever employed? What kind of work did you do? Or a little bit about your history there, Susan.
Yeah, I was a bookkeeper for several different companies. And then with the Boys and Girls Club, I was an employee there. I started part-time and came to a full-time job. And that was another not-for-profit organization. And it was another that I didn't get paid a lot, but you get paid another way.
Yeah.
And that's the way I feel with working with their council and the Blind to Central Missouri. I get more from the organization and the people I've met than I've given. So I try to fly underneath the radar, and I don't try to be, hey, I did this, I did this. That's why it's kind of hard to do this interview. I don't like talking about myself.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Eating my own horn.
Well, I'll tell you, Susan, I'll brag on you for you. You do a lot. You really do. And just covering it in this interview doesn't do it justice, because I know you took care of Jerry Arnold, one of the visually impaired members of Blind of Central, for several years. You were her right-hand lady, and you were always there for her, and you're not even related to her, are you? You were just good friends?
No, we adopted each other in 2000 we were at the convention down in Branson, and while we were there, my mother passed away, and they were about the same age, and well, my mom was in the hospital at that time, and when I said, well, you know, I might not go, she said, no, you've committed to it. You have a responsibility. Go ahead and go. And so that's the way my parents always were. If you said you were going to do something, that you should go ahead and do it. And so I went on down to Branson, and Sunday morning I got a call from my brother saying that she passed. But that's how long we were friends, from 2000. And her husband was also, he couldn't drive, and so I would drive them around. Whenever they travel, I would travel with them. And after he passed away, Jerry and I did a lot of traveling. And some of the times we even traveled with Yvonne Schnitzler and Ida Scotti, which was, we went on two cruises together. And it was really interesting to listen to these 90-year-old women in the backseat of the car talking and chattering away like teenagers.
Yeah.
Ida was from New York, and she had been to the theater. And Jerry was a country and western singer. She sang in bars with her husband and that, as a sideline when she was younger. And she went around to nursing homes and played later on, and I would take her. And so she was very active, and both of those, it was a joy, like I said, to listen to them. So.
Well, you do so much for so many other people too. You're always there. You're always volunteering. You're always offering a helping hand.
Yep.
You're just an example for, and you know, there's a lot of, so many sighted people in our organization that do what you do, Susan, but you're just an example to all of us. You really are. Chip?
Yeah. You know, Susan, throughout this pandemic, the last couple of years, well, first of all, we were talking that gas in your area is up over $3 a gallon right now. But I do want to ask you, what has life been like for Susan Sanderson over the last couple of years due to the pandemic? What kind of things have you been able to do to occupy your time, not going crazy, not going nuts, not having cabin fever? So what kind of things do you really enjoy doing?
Well, last year was kind of a rough year for me. I had some health issues. I had AFib with my heart, and so I was in the hospital. I had allergic reaction to the blood thinner, so it was a rough year for me. And it was thank goodness my son was here to make sure that I got what I needed. I like to do a lot of things, play games on the computer. And I used to crochet a lot. And for the church bazaars, I would make things, afghans and Christmas stockings and different things. And I was had been active in different church organizations, too. I've been president of the Daughters of Isabel, and I'm chair of their birthday celebration that is coming up this weekend, making sure that, you know, all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. And so that's what I do, volunteer work with them, too. And so that's what keeps me busy.
You got one final question for her, Chip?
I do. I certainly do. All right, Susan, we told you we were going to ask you this question, so I hope that you've had time to think about it. What kind of things can you share with the folks that maybe nobody knows about, maybe just one or two people in Blind to Central Missouri or within the Missouri Council of the Blind, that we could get a little bit of a sneak preview about Susan Sanderson, something that really nobody knows that you wouldn't mind sharing with the folks?
Well, one thing that I'm kind of proud of is that I'm an O negative blood type. That means that I can donate, they can take my blood that I donate, give it to anybody. They don't have to be the same blood type. I can't get blood from anybody else except O negative. So, and they really enjoy blood, and I can't do it right now because of my blood thinner. But I in the past I've really enjoyed that. I feel like I'm giving life to somebody else.
You donate blood very often?
Well, I would do it every, like, as often as I could. I anemic for some times, and I couldn't give it. But every time the blood drive came around, I would donate blood.
That's good. That's good.
Denny, I have one last question.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, Susan, in your 30 years as a member of the Missouri Council of the Blind, is there any one thing that really sticks out in your mind that you can reflect upon that, you know, maybe that you wouldn't mind sharing too? I know that's quite a question to pose to you, but yeah, just in during those 30 years, maybe something that's different, something that's changed, or something that really stood out in your mind over those 30 years.
Well, I don't know if it's changed so much, but I just really enjoy the fellowship that we have. We're more like a family than just an organization. People care about each other and are concerned. And I just admire everyone with having a lost their eyesight and enjoy life like they did.
Yeah, you're right. MCB is like one big family.
As I said before,
I think we have an internet connection problem here, but go ahead, Susan.
Okay, I just, that's about all that I can think of that really stands out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and as I said, MCB is like a big family. Really are. We all care about each other, and when one hurts, we all hurt. And that's a good way of saying it, Susan. Well, thank you for your time today, Susan. Appreciate it. And hope folks have learned a little bit more about Susan Sanderson and learned to appreciate you a little more. Folks, if you know of somebody that you would like to have us interview here on Meet the People of MCB, be sure and give me a call at 636-428-1500 or give Chip a call at
417-540-9703.
And thanks again for listening to Meet the People of MCB. Be sure and listen the next time. You might even hear yourself on here. Thank y'all. God bless.
Bye-bye.